Andy Warhol called it the design icon of the decade. The Coca-Cola bottle on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, coordinators of the Midwestern Roots Family History and Genealogy Conference, August 19th and 20th, offering more than 30 sessions on a variety of genealogical topics. More information at indianahistory.org. We need a new bottle, a distinctive package that will help us fight substitutions. We need a bottle which a person will recognize as a Coca-Cola bottle even when he feels it in the dark. A dozen bottling manufacturers around the country responded to this appeal from the Atlanta, Georgia-based soft drink company in 1915. The Root Glass Company in Terre Haute, Indiana, won the bid. One of four glass companies to establish itself in Terre Haute, Root Glass set up shop in 1901. A machinist named Earl Dean came up with the Coca-Cola bottle's original design, alternately called the Hobbleskirt or the May West. Ironically, neither the cola nut nor the cocoa leaf, two of the key ingredients in the beverage's original recipe, is represented in the bottle's design. Legend has it that Earl Dean mistakenly turned to the wrong page in the encyclopedia and based his sketches on the cacao tree seed pod. Its vertical ribbing and voluptuous curves are replicated in the contour bottle. The Root Glass Company plant's original buildings were torn down in 1960. The same year, the U.S. Patent Office granted a trademark to Coca-Cola's contour bottle, which remains one of the most recognizable icons in the world. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.